talking business all 3 hours, right?
Well, I wouldn't say business.
We've been having some fun.
Topically addressing fire safety.
Taking calls. Had a lot of calls that we're going to get to after the show. We'll always follow up with folks that we didn't get a chance to get on air. We are a call-in talk show. We like to try and take care of any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We do everything we can to support and promote our great state of Arizona. How many people did I talk to on the phone today that were just wailing and woeing about the miseries of their relatives back east? Boy, they say this is the coldest storm in decades.
It looks brutal.
Decades. There was a city, I cannot remember what it was, there's a city in Maine, the anticipated high over the next week was 16 below.
Mm.
That's what it's going to warm up to.
I feel the population of Arizona growing.
I hope you all took my holiday recommendation of having the good sense and the sympathy for your friends and relatives back in those locations to send them a subscription to Arizona Highways Magazine. We always like to encourage travel and enjoyment of this great state of Arizona. It's the one thing about Arizona is we've got virtually everything you could be looking for. Granted, we don't have an ocean, but, you know, oceans are overrated. Sand gets everywhere. I'm not a big ocean guy. I'd much rather be on a clear mountain stream underneath the pines and the aspens and the spruces. That, to me, that's a much more enjoyable place to be, but that's just me. Anyway, listen, I love Arizona. I hope you do too. You can be in the deserts. You can be in the low deserts, the high deserts. You can be on the Colorado River, experience all of that environment. You can be up in the Mogollon Rim at the base of the rim. You could be up on top. You could get all the way up to the Peaks area in Flagstaff. You could get over to Baldy and Mount Green and Graham County and be up at 8,000 and 9,000 feet. I've got a staycation I need to make everybody aware of. I am a huge fan and proponent of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. I've traveled states all through America, and I can tell you that the Arizona Game and Fish Department is probably one of the premier fish and game management agencies in the entire country. They do it right. One of the things they're doing, and I want to talk to you women that are listening right now. This sounds like a blast. It is their campaign. It's called BOW, B-O-W, Become an Outside Woman. They've got a workshop coming up the final weekend of January, January 24th through the 26th. It's at Saguaro Lake Ranch. This is a beautiful little ranch casita right underneath the dam at Saguaro Lake across from the Bulldog Cliffs. If you're a gal and you want to learn more about being outdoors in Arizona, this is a great place to be. It's great if you're an experienced outdoor enthusiast or for the woman who has never hiked, camped, hunted, or even held a fishing pole. There's going to be kayaking on Saguaro Lake, birding, archery, landscape photography, horseback riding. There's going to be a class on how to use optics. There'll also be sessions, popular workshops. Joanne Groen, author of Food for the Superstitions, will be on hand to give presentations about edible and medicinal plants of the Southwest Desert. There'll be desert survival classes. There'll be Dutch oven cooking classes. This is all a part of the Become an Outdoor Woman campaign that Arizona Fish and Game conducts. Go to their website, azwildlife.org. azwildlife.org. There is a cost involved. Reservations will fill up fast, but it's a part of Becoming an Outdoor Woman program sponsored by Arizona Wildlife Federation with the support of the Arizona Game and Fish Department. This and that little Saguaro Lake Ranch is really a charming little place to go. The last time Jennifer and I were actually riding horses up there, it was the Ford Thunderbird car club. I think they were from Mesa, and they had all those Thunderbirds lined up, and every room was taken by a Ford Thunderbird owner. It was really, really nice. So take a look at that, azwildlife.org. Become an Outdoor Woman. Again, sponsored by the Arizona Wildlife Foundation and the Arizona Game and Fish Department. If you haven't learned the absolute blessings of being a part of the Arizona outdoors, you haven't even begun to enjoy the things this state has to offer. So we're wrapping up. issue one of Rosie on the House. We have 51 more to go in 2014. We're going to make a commitment to all of our listeners to bring you information you need in an entertaining way to take care of any of your concerns or anxieties around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Today's topic was fire safety. We encourage you all to develop a fire evacuation plan, do an assessment of your fire extinguishers, consider fire sprinklers in any major remodel you may be contemplating. Check the batteries in your smoke detector alarms. Replace them if they're over a year old. Replace the units if they're more than 7 years old. And get your fireplace and chimneys properly maintained. Create a defensible safe zone around your home wherever you are in Arizona. And if anything in this program has blessed or encouraged you the last 3 hours, all of us here at Rosie on the House would ask you to do us one favor. Pay it forward. Let's reach every heart and every mind in the great state of Arizona with an uplifting thought, act of love.